One or two thought that Argyle would have come here today to make up the numbers. You always said that wouldn't be the case, Bobby.
Sure. As I said, you've got to treat the game with respect. Those teams trying to fight to get into that playoff spot, and I said I feel we'd be letting them down if we came here just to make up the numbers. And you never do that, especially when Argyle fans are coming up in good numbers. They spend a lot of money to get here, so I'm very pleased that we managed to get a result.
But you have to be impressed, and as a team, they tended to do that all the way through the game.
Yeah, as I said, there's a fantastic work ethic at the club, and they've got to keep that going. It's not just on the park, it's off the park. From the directors right down, right throughout the staff, everybody's working their hardest to try and put our guy on the map, and it's heading the right direction, and you see it out in the park. That just epitomises what the club's all about.
And a good example of that came within 40 seconds of the opening goal of the afternoon.
Yeah, as I said, they get their noses in front. We're disappointed with the goal. There was a few mistakes made, and it culminated with us conceding. But we get right back into the game. We pushed up, and Hodgie's effort, maybe the wind kept it down, I don't know, because he was shooting into the wind, and it's fell into the back end. And we're pleased for Hodgie. He worked very, very hard today. Got his back into the game there, and then we got a good second goal with Nathan Lowndes doing some donkey work and closing down, and he got his rewards. And he finished it very well, so we're pleased to go into one at half-time.
You made three changes, two of which were enforced on you, but how pleasing from your aspect was it to see that that was seamless, really, carrying on from last Saturday?
Yeah, well, it's good. Stevie Adams came in and did very well in there with Hodgie. The two of them worked away and nullified anything he had to throw at us in the centre of the park, and they also contributed going forward to be making good passes and squeezing the game up, so that was pleasing. And Nathan got his rewards by getting himself a goal. Who was the other change?
David Warrell
had a very good game for being out for so long. He did very, very well, and Connolly played so well last week, and he was unlucky to find himself on the bench, but I felt we had to give David an opportunity, because I think we'll need to put Connolly back in for the game next week.
You have to feel sorry for the Hartlepool contingent, because they came to Victoria Park, as did the Argyle fans, to home park a week ago, full of expectancy for what is not a bad side.
Yeah, they caused us problems at times, and the supporters got right behind them. They got good support here and encouraged them every step. But on the day, it just wasn't their day. It was ours. And as I said, I'm pleased for our fans.
And the 90-point target, still a possibility.
Who said that, Tiger?
Well, it's a nice round figure that a lot of people would
you're
hope for.
You're setting this target,
Well, okay, if you want me to.
You can set all the targets you want, as
Thank
I said. I just send the players out to do their best on a weekly basis. Get the best out of them during the week. Hopefully they can go and do themselves justice on Saturday. Get the points and then look at the next game. The next game's the last game, and I hope we can finish in a high to reward the home fans next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.